Mark, you've always been the kind of guy who likes to read between the lines. So what do you make of the nuclear crisis in Japan?
Well, Dave, it looks pretty tough right now, I'd say. There have been some things that have been developing that the government has been reluctant to describe. I'll give you one example. There appears to be a crack in the reactor unit in Unit 3, a fairly large crack, an opening in the side of the reactor, which, of course, is a horrible thing to find out. So this means that the most radioactive elements, plutonium and uranium, are free to escape, and all of the byproducts of the meltdown we've had so far with the rods inside that reactor are free to escape into the water and air around that reactor and out into the environment. And I think we've got the same thing going on in a different way with the reactor number 4 next door, not the reactor itself, but with this pool that has waste rods in it. And it sounds like what happened is the water got too low in the pool, the rods melted, and now there's a fissure, I think, of some kind allowing the seawater to get back into the ocean. So you have another situation there where no matter how much water you put on it, you're risking that these things will continue to melt down. And as you pour water on it, that water appears to be draining out into the environment.
How do you think this all compares to what happened at Chernobyl?
Chernobyl came and went, you know. It was terrifying, it was pretty quick, and it was over. And then all we had to deal with was the half-life, the 30-year half-life of all of the radioactive particles. In this case, you've got this ongoing slow-motion train crash kind of, you know, crisis, and no clear end in sight yet. So maybe that'll change, but it looks to me as though the problem, some of these problems are getting bigger instead of smaller. It's harder and harder to approach these areas as they get more and more contaminated. And there's more and more contamination being put into the environment, no matter how slowly it's happening. Total exposure does matter. And so the totals are already approaching half of Chernobyl, and by the time they get this thing finally bottled up, no one knows how much stuff will have escaped into the environment.
What do you think this crisis is going to do for the future of nuclear energy? You know, one thing to keep in mind is the reactors in trouble here. These are designs from the 1970s, more modern reactor designs. I mean, I've heard that they can build reactors that can't melt down, for example. But, you know, is the public going to buy that now?
I don't know if they will, but the chances are they won't. And I think you're right. There are several designs that I've heard of that are essentially fail-safe, but I'm not sure any of them are really online. And the question, I guess, would be, flowing back to the guys at GE and whoever else makes these units, saying the public's not going to be fooled anymore by any more, you know, doublespeak on this. You're going to really have to live up to whatever you promise, not just a certain rating you hope will happen based on a certain kind of event. If there's something that's fail-safe, you better step up and show it to everybody and prove it. And that would be great. It'll still take some years politically before it'll be accepted by anyone.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Anderson publishes Strategic News Service, a newsletter for the telecommunications and computing industries. His website is at stratnews.com. You can download our monthly conversations at kplu.org. Click on The Digital Future. I'm Dave Meyer.